I said, I got to hurry up and get to this man. I got to hurry up and get to this man. My name is Miss Henry.
Okay.
And I want prayer for my family and for me.
Okay.
I'm striving every day to hold on to God.
Yes, ma'am. Well, the way you sound, I know you're a proud warrior.
Yes, sir, I am. Yes, sir, I am. I thank God for filling me and saving me with the Holy Ghost.
What you saying?
I have spoken tongues.
What you saying?
And I got to keep my focus. I got to keep my focus when the word of God is coming forth. I got to keep my focus. I cannot get distracted or anything.
Okay. But you know what? People don't realize that's the new oil. Jesus was trying to take out the old man, that old spirit, and give him a new wine. And that new wine is God's presence in your life.
That's
the Holy Ghost. He said, but the Comforter, whom the Father will send in my name, which is the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Yes,
that's what we need to lead and guide us in this world. And most people run from that because they say, well, I ain't got to speak in no tongue. I'm saying, well, you need God's spirit. It's just the spirit of God in you. And you need
that.
Thank
you, honey. I thank you. I received.
All right.
I gave myself back to the Lord. When I came out of that bad relationship, I gave myself back to the Lord. I said, Lord, here am I. Send me. I'm willing to go.
All right. Well, let me pray, Sister Emily. Lord, bless her. Touch her, heal her, deliver her, make her whole. Continually give her that fresh oil that she desired from you. Give her that breakthrough for her family. And Lord,
thank
I thank you for this woman because I'm in agreement with her spirit that you
glory
do great and mighty
God.
Things and that you take away
the old
and you bring
glory.
In the new.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray.
Glory.
Amen and amen. God bless you. I appreciate you for calling. If you care to write to me, please do so at Victory Temple, P.O. Box 341, Colfax, Louisiana 71417. If you care to email me, please do so at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com. Or if you need directions to our church services, please call us at 318-627-2992. May God bless you, be healed, be delivered, and be made whole.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Hallelujah. All right, number three, he's to cherish her. That word literally means to keep warm. And it also means to show tender love, affection, appreciation, and care. When you cherish something, that means that you have a tender disposition toward it. You have an appreciation for it, that you have a care for it, but also it means to keep something warm, that you're providing the security where she's not cold, where she's not neglected. She's not being neglected. She's kept warm. You're supposed to cherish her. You're supposed to keep her with a good feeling on the inside about the relationship, to keep her warm on the inside. That there's always love bubbling up in her for you. You're supposed to cherish her. Number four, he is to live with her according to knowledge. That means information received through prayer. If a man will pray and fast, pray for his wife, God will give him the information he need to minister to her. I told y'all about the time when CC had kind of shut down, the communication was being blocked, and she wasn't trying to do it intentionally. She just didn't know how to tell me what she was going through. I mean, you know, sometimes you have feelings that you can't describe, or you want to say something and you don't have the words to do it. Well, she was in one of those places. And so this is going on for like 3 days. So I got up out of my bed, went into the living room, and sat down and said, "Now, Lord, I don't know what's going on with your daughter back there, but, you know, you need to get her straight." And then the Lord straightened me out. Said, "Well, she liked that because you did this." Okay, it wasn't nothing really bad, but it was an adjustment that he wanted me to make. So I made the adjustment, and then he told me three things that was wrong with her. Why she was feeling like she's feeling. He said, "Now she's feeling, this is how she's feeling. She's feeling this way because of that. She's feeling this way because of this. She's feeling this way because of this right here." And I say, "Wow." I say, "Lord, I didn't know. I didn't know she was going through all of that." And it wasn't nothing bad. She wasn't mad at me. She wasn't bitter toward me. It wasn't nothing directed toward me. It was just something she was going through. So I got up after I finished fellowship with the Lord and thanking him, saying, "Lord, I didn't know that you was going to be a part of our marriage to this degree. I had no idea that I could talk to you about a problem in my marriage and that you would give me specific answers." I said, "Nobody ever told me that you would be this intimate with me about my relationship with my wife. Thank you. I've learned a lesson for the rest of my life." And then I went back to the bedroom and I shared with her. I said, "Now, see," I woke up. I said, "Now, Cece, you feel this way because of this?" "Yeah." I said, "You feel this way because of this." By the end, she's working up a cry now. I said, "And you feel this way because of this." And she burst into tears. She said, "Greg, how did you know? I wanted to tell you, I didn't know how to tell you. How did you know I was feeling all of that?" I said, "The Lord just told me what you was going through." Now, that worked wonders in our relationship right there. First of all, it let her know that I heard from God. That's security in that, know you married to somebody that God talked to, and that person got sense enough to listen. Okay? Praise God. It let her know, the second blessing, it let her know that God knew exactly what she was going through. He knew exactly how she felt. He knew her heart. Right down to the nitty gritty. He knew exactly what was going on in her life. And then he let both of us know we were not by ourselves. I'm going to tell you, that's what I'm talking about when I'm saying operating by revelation. When you get information from God about your life together and about what God wants to do in your life, the right time to do things, having the right timing and the sequence of things. All of that comes by revelation. There was another time we were fasting and praying together. I thank God because I say, "Hey, let's fast and pray for a month." She didn't say, "I ain't fasting. You fast." How many wives would do that? God telling you to fast. He ain't told me to fast. If your husband came to you and say, "Hey, I think we need to fast," what you going to tell him? "I ain't fasting. That's God ain't told me about no fasting." He ain't got to tell you. If he tell that man he wants y'all to fast, that's like a word from God. So I told her, I said, "We need to fast." She said, "Okay." So we started fasting together. The 20-something day of the fast, God began to talk to me about what he was going to do in her life. And if you really want to know the truth of it, that a woman's assignment and her destiny in God really ought to come, a major portion of it needs to come through her husband and not some other man. A woman shouldn't have to come to church to find out what she's called to do. Where's she supposed to get that? She's supposed to get that from her husband, from the Lord and from the husband. Now, it's all right. God used those spiritual gifts. He put them in the church because he knew that we wasn't going to always be operating like we need to. So those gifts are there to help us. But the plan is that a woman submit to her husband. When she respect him, she's able to receive from him. If she ever lose respect for him, then he can't say nothing to her. And she won't receive a thing from him, and she cutting her own blessing off. I mean, you know, the Lord correct the church, then a husband have a right to correct his wife. But some women won't take no correction. No, you don't tell me what to do. You don't. I mean, the neck action be gone. They got neck, hip, all that going at the same time. Hands going. Finger come out. You can see in the spirit, the fingernails done popped out. You don't. Who you think you is? You don't tell. My daddy don't even tell me what to do. You know, they'll bring family into it. My mama don't even tell me what to do. Who you think you is? Well, that's your husband. So you have to live with them according to knowledge. That's a man's responsibility to be a prophet, a priest, and a king in his own home. He's a prophet because he speaks the word to his family. He's a priest because he cares for them, he nurtures them, he prays for them, he intercedes for them, and he's a king because he sets the boundaries of his domain. And he determined what go and what come. Amen? As a king goes, so go the kingdom. You get a bad king, you're going to have a bad kingdom. You get a good king, you got a good kingdom. I done made some tough decisions. I told Gabriel one time he couldn't play All-Stars, and CeCe didn't buck with me. She didn't fight, let that boy play. When I told her what God spoke to me, she said, okay. She trusted me. She submitted. Look at the blessing that flowed. See, it ain't no curse in submission. There ain't no curse in love and laying it down and me consulting with her and saying, CeCe, this is what I'm getting in the spirit. See, I'm operating by revelation. By my family. I'm getting information from God. You know, when they ask me if they can go somewhere, you know what I do? I check with God first. Right. Amen. Dad, can I go here? Sometimes I don't say nothing right off. Because I'm checking my spirit. Is this okay? One time Gabe came to us, wanted to go. They have a big old thing out there at the Coliseum out there in that exhibition hall out there. A teenage night. He said, all the teenagers, just going to be teenagers there. And he wanted to go, all his friends going. I said, well, so I don't feel good about this. I said, CeCe, let's go ride over there first. Rode over there, and they got police all outside. And then one of the sheriff deputies that we knew came up to the car, and I say, well, what y'all doing here, the high school thing? He said, man, it's going to be more than high school people here. He said, we frisking them before they go in. He said, man, they shut down Rapides Parish here a couple of weeks ago. One of these things. See, every police car in the parish, city and parish, shut the whole parish down to come take care of disturbance out there. He said, mine ain't going in there. Now, Mr. Hatter, you can do what you want to do. I said, if yours ain't going there, mine ain't either. He a policeman. He brought his son out there because he was there. His son didn't even want to come back no more. So I went home, delivered the news to Gabe. I said, no, Gabe, you ain't going. We got back, Gabe. He was sharp. That boy done decked down. Boy, he just know the answer going to be yeah. That boy, he done groomed up. Gabe going to be looking good. And then you'll be looking good right at home. So I'm talking about operation by revelation. Check your spirit out before you get. Look, you might have told them, yeah, they could do that activity 15 times. And on the 16th time, the Lord may tell you no. And they won't understand that. I done been 15 times. Why I can't go today? You just ain't going today. I don't feel right about it. And they don't understand. But you got to stand.